here at the National Ethanol Conference. I am speaking with one of the Scholarship Award winners. This is the second year for the National Ethanol Conference to do a scholarship award through the Renewable Fuels Foundation. With me is Kai Norte. Is that how you pronounce it, Kai?
Yes, that's correct.
Norte. Okay. And Kai, why don't you first tell me a little bit about yourself and about your interest in renewable fuels?
Well, I would say it started back with my mom when we composted as a young child. I was about 10, and my mom grew everything from collard greens to butternut squash to zucchini, and so it was really critical that we understood, okay, we have a waste, but it's not really a waste. We can do something with it. And so I think of feedstocks like that too. I think of sweet sorghum, sugar beets. I think of bio waste. I think of municipal waste as something that we can use. There's no such thing as a waste. There's only a byproduct. So I got interested in biofuels just from being really curious and interested in sustainable development. How can we preserve the environment and how can we work in harmony with the environment? So really just going to the gas station and I'm just thinking, when are we going to ever get off of oil? So I'm looking and it says 10% ethanol. And I'm like, okay, well, from going back to biology, ethanol is an alcohol. So I became very interested and I said, okay, I need to use it. How can I use it? So I called a gas station and I talked to a retailer and I somehow ended up on the phone with David Bloom, a biologist and farmer and energy expert. And I took his 2-day alcohol workshop and I was completely inspired how entrepreneurs can start making their own ethanol. And so I said, okay, I'm converting my car. I learned about flex fuel vehicles. I learned about the flex fuel engine converter. I purchased one from David Bloom's website. And I finally found a mechanic. I found one who was a researcher who was very interested in saying, okay, we can do this, but let's do some tests on your fuel injectors first. Let's get a pre-smog test first and see what emissions you're emitting out on your 2005 Honda Civic. And then we'll compare that to using ethanol. So this is really the way. We just really need to rebrand the personality. It's really important for people to understand that we can create food and fuel with alcohol by creating the dry distiller grains, which is the byproduct from ethanol, and we can use that as animal feed. And we have more than enough land in the U.S. to grow energy crops. There's other land that we can use and grow sugar beets or sweet sorghum and switchgrass, and now we have cellulosic ethanol. So I'm very, very excited. This is the wave of the future, and we really need to rebrand ethanol as the everyday choice. Customers want choices. We don't want to use dirty oil. We want clean alternative fuels that are reducing carbon emissions, and we need green jobs.
Well, Kai, tell me about you're a California native, right? Tell me about your education.
Okay, so my background, I'm currently in a master's program at Golden Gate University, and I'm getting my master's of science this April in integrated marketing, communications, and PR. So it's really looking at how you promote your message for your business. How are you, what are your key messages? What do you want your stakeholders and the audience and the public to really understand? How are they emotionally connecting with what you're saying? How is it relating to their life? Why does it matter? I have prior experience interning for Antenna Group, which is a clean tech PR agency in San Francisco. So all of this is coming together so that I can help represent a business and promote their messages effectively through social media and through traditional media.
You talk about rebranding ethanol, making it more...
Making it attractive and really getting the high school students who are getting their license to really learn about it and be curious about it and say, wow, this is really cool. I'm reducing, carbon emissions and it's also less expensive than gasoline. So we really want college students, high school students, and even everyday working people to really understand it. I mean, this is why I've created my blog, my Facebook. I'm tweeting about it. And people are really looking at me saying, Kai, really? Is it really all, what it is cracked up to be? Okay, you do it and then let's see. So really it's like living by example. I have to do this, to prove to myself that it works and that it's clean and I can see the data and I can see, who's benefiting, how we're all benefiting, but I can also show my friends and family and other people why this is important. So we have to use alternative media sources that really get the message out there and really build relationships with reporters.
Well, tell me about your blog.
So my blog is more about me and my experience and discovery of ethanol. And like I said, I recycle, I compost, I have a small garden, but I was just you know, I'm just tired of using oil. I was really fed up with the whole BP spill in the Gulf, and I just knew there was another way. And so it just was, you know, researching. It just required research, and I found it. It was so easy. I looked, you know, looked up the Renewable Fuels Association. I'm like, there's got to be an association for, you know, the ethanol industry, and I looked up different companies. And so, and then I looked at all the different media, Ethanol Today, Domestic Fuel, Ethanol Producer. There's just a lot out there. And so I really wanted to share my experience, that every me as the person that's, you know, I have to go to work, I have to drive, or I have to go to school. I wanted to show the common person's experience. My blog is really sharing that experience, and I will be uploading the process of my me getting my flex fuel converter installed. So I'll be sharing that information with people to demystify the process.
That's cool. So what's the name of your blog?
So the name of my blog is Evolve with E85. So it's important, I think, that we are evolving with renewable fuels and with E85. And so there are more blender pumps coming around, thanks to Propel Fuels in California. But there are other companies and businesses doing the same thing. I know in Texas and other places wherever there is a large population of flex fuel drivers.
Well, what's your experience been here at the National Ethanol Conference?
Oh, it's been great because I've made it that way. So I've been going up randomly to people, introducing myself, and I met so many people that can see the tenacity in me, can see my passion in ethanol, that really understand that I know it's clean fuels. They get it. They understand it. And so I'm really excited to share, like, my blog and my social media with them, and I'm excited to learn from them.
Well, congratulations, Kai. It's a pleasure talking to you. And
your
enthusiasm is contagious, so we need more people like you in the industry. Here at the National Ethanol Conference in Phoenix, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.